Hi, I'm Sarah Atkinson.
And my name is Dylan Atkinson.
And we're here to tell you all about Mom.
See, we are the mother.
She's nice, most of the time.
Yeah.
So we know a lot about mothers. Like they bake you chocolate cakes on your birthday.
But we know some people that don't know about moms.
Like the Lost Boys and Peter Pan.
We'll need lots of wood, need lots of leaves, need lots of paint, but hush, 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 hush. Let's be quiet as a mouse and build a lovely little house for Wendy, all for Wendy. She's come to stay.
We need a mother, alas, we have a mother.
Home sweet home upon the wall, a welcome mat down in the hall for Wendy. So that Wendy won't go away.
We have a mother, alas, we have a mother.
Oh, what pleasure she'll bring to us, make us pockets and sing to us. Tell us stories we've been longing to hear. Over and over, she'll be waiting at the door. We won't be lonely anymore since Wendy, lovely Wendy's here to stay.
We have a mother, alas, we have a mother.
Oh, what pleasure she'll bring to us, make us pockets and sing to us, tell us stories we've been longing to hear. Over and over, she'll be waiting at the door. We won't be lonely anymore since Wendy, lovely Wendy's here to stay.
We have a mother, alas, we have a mother.
She'll be our mother. It's nice to have a mother. Wendy's here to stay.
Here's something else about moms.
Even trolls have moms.
You gotta be kidding.
It's true. Just ask Joe Scruggs.
Well, when I finish breakfast, I need to brush my teeth. But I don't think that that is too much fun. I say I wish I were a dragon, because I'm very sure that dragons never brush their teeth or fiery tongues. I'd eat a lot of sweets and never brush when I was through. And since I'd have so many teeth, I could afford to lose a few. And I hope that you can see it makes perfect sense to me. That a dragon is what I want to be. But Dad says, even dragons brush their teeth so they can eat and do their dragon jobs, like chasing gallant knights or eating corn on the cob. So if you wish you were a dragon, and you didn't have to brush when breakfast is through, well, even dragons brush their teeth.
Even dragons brush their teeth.
Yes, dragons brush their teeth too. Another day I say I don't need to go to school, because a giant is what I want to be. Give me an extra vitamin so I'll get big and strong, and everyone will look up to me. I won't study spelling or historical dates and facts. I'll just watch out for beanstalks and little boys named Jack. And I hope that you can see it makes perfect sense to me that a giant is what I want to be.
Fee-fi-fum-fum.
No, remember? Try it again.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Ooh, that's
good. But even giants go to school to learn their fees and fies and foes and funds, how to care for magic geese, and how bone-baked bread is done. So if you wish you were a giant,
if you wish you were a giant,
so you didn't have to study or go to school, well, even giants have to learn.
Even giants have to learn.
Giants go to school too. Then Mom comes in and says, oh, your room is such a mess, and I want you to clean it before you study for your test. And what about these dirty clothes? Looks like she's on a roll. And now is when I begin to wish I were a troll. A troll on a bridge who waits for tolls to come along. A troll on a bridge that didn't have to have a mom. And I hope that you can see it makes perfect sense to me that a troll is what I'd like to be. But even trolls have moms who remind them of the things they need to do, where to put their dirty clothes, and when it's time to clean their rooms. So if you wish you were a troll, so you didn't have to do what Mom wants you to do, well, even trolls have moms.
Even trolls have moms.
Trolls have moms too. Even trolls have moms.
Peter, there are fingerprints on the fridge. I want you to clean them off before you go out to your bridge.
Yes, Mom.
Who remind them of the things they need to do, where to put their dirty clothes.
Now, what about these blue jeans? Are these the clean ones or the dirty ones?
They're the dirty ones.
Well, where do they belong?
In the dirty clothes hamper.
When it's time to clean their rooms. So if you wish you were a troll, you didn't have to do what Mom wants you to do, well, even trolls have moms.
Even trolls have moms.
Trolls have moms too.
I love you, Mom.
Even trolls have moms.
Even trolls have moms.
Trolls have moms too.
sometimes people can fool moms.
Like when you're not supposed to watch TV and when your mom pulls into the driveway, you turn the TV off.
When you're playing Mario and your mom pulls in the driveway, just and if you played Mario today and the controls are still out, just put the game away.
We can also hide candy in the closet. But it's okay, Mom, we don't. There are lots of ways to fool moms.
Here are some more from Bill Harley.
Early in the morning, when you open up your eyes, you can smell the coffee perking and the egg your mother fries. Lying in your bed, you start to feel blue when you think of all the things that you really want to do. You want to play baseball, you want to ride your bike. You want to read a comic book, you want to take a hike. But no, you don't. There's something else to do. Dress yourself and have your breakfast, you got to go to school. Just this once, you didn't have to go. But if you ask, they'll just say no. If you only think a moment, there's something you can do. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother. 50 ways to fool your mother. It's really rather simple if you only stop and think. You could tell her you got sick last night and threw up in the sink. Say you got the measles. Say you got the mumps. Tell her that you're too depressed and way down in the dumps. Tell her you're not you. There's a Martian in your place. You're really on a rocket ship somewhere in outer space. So you got to use your head, but I'm sure you'll find a way. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother. 50 ways to fool your mother. You could tell her that your teacher said you've done so well, you don't have to go to school today, you can rest a spell. Tell her that a tidal wave is coming to your town. If you tried to get to school, you just might drown. Say a herd of elephants is roaming through the streets. Your shoes have shrunk, they won't fit on your feet. Say your school was zapped into hyperspace. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother. 50 ways to fool your mother. You could tell her that your turtle's sick, you got to stay at home. You're waiting for the president to call you on the phone. Say you're sore and achy, there's a pounding in your head. That your legs won't move, you can't get out of bed. Tell her that you won't get up, you know it's just a dream. You know your real mother would never act so mean. Put some powder on your face until it's really white. Heat up the thermometer over the light. Get some iodine and put some spots upon your face. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother. 50 ways to fool your mother. So your mother finally buys it. She says, okay, but if you're so sick, you can't go out to play. You got to stay at home. You got to get some rest. I can help you with your homework. You can study for your test. Maybe by tomorrow you'll feel okay. I'm really very sorry that you're sick on Saturday. Saturday? I thought it was Friday. Your mother smiles sweetly as she gets up to leave. You should have known a mother's got something up their sleeves. There must be some way out of this, something you can do. Are there 50 more ways to fool your mother? 50 more ways to fool your mother? 50 ways to fool your mother? 50 ways to fool your mother? 50 ways to fool your mother?